If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went words in Seattle Nerds Internet weekday mornings. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We need nerd talk, the news, other dumb jokes and whatnot, and my brain is mush today. We did Deck the Hall Ball on Tuesday. I'll give you a little recap here in a second. It was fun. But it's always the second day after you don't sleep where things are kind of mushy. And that's right where I'm at right now. Hope you're feeling great. It's almost... Well, it's important. It's 1 week away. We're almost to Star Wars Episode 9.
That is correct.
Yeah, I know. I have tickets. Thanks to my buddy Sean, who made that possible. He's like, I don't know, like a rewards member for whichever theater we're going to, which I can never remember. It's over on... Now, Mercer Island, what's the next one? Factoria? We're going to go there. It's one of those comfy seat ones where there's only like 40 people in the theater and watch Star Wars Episode 9 1 week from today. It's a Thursday right now. So let me tell you, the hype is swirling inside of me. There's going to be a new Kylo Ren, like Origins comic book that comes out the day before and a new episode of The Mandalorian. Instead of coming out on a Friday, on a Wednesday, there's feelings to be felt leading up to this film, and I am here to feel them all. So about Deck the Hall Ball, thank you so much for coming out and hanging out if you did, and if you didn't, you missed out on a fun time, and there's a million reasons why you can't go, but if you can make it happen next year, it's well worth it. I'm not going to try and talk you into it. I'll just tell you about what my experience looked like out there. I met this awesome musician called Alda. She goes by Chung the Nomad, and she's like Loop Station, kind of like DJ-ish, dancing, singing, ukulele, wild stuff to start out a show. Cool dance beats, get people moving a little bit. So I got my buddy Steven wasn't able to show up, so I got to introduce her and then take her back and interview her, and she's like brand new to it, so like doing these interviews is still fun, I guess, probably. She's so nice, I can totally recommend. As I found out, she made this commercial for Singapore Airlines that kind of put some notoriety for her, where she just got to go into like an airplane and record found sounds, so just like the trait table going up or whatever, the belt buckle clicking, and then she made like a song, like a promotional thing for Singapore Airlines, and it was huge. And now her end of the year wrap up on Spotify as an artist that tells her where people are listening, Indonesia has blown up by like 900% or something, or 9,000% or something. She's now big there because Singapore Airlines blew it up. That's super cool. I'm really happy for her. Got to meet a lot of fun people out there. Got to take a lot of photos. Wore this crazy dinosaur shirt that turned out I didn't even know, but when I got home, it glows in the dark. How awesome. Did a few interviews. Got to sit down and talk with the head and the heart. That went strangely. I don't particularly feel great about it, but also, like, it didn't go terrible. A little bit of a brag about my job. I really like it when we get to work with somebody over and over and then they remember and you like you bond a little bit. Like I'm by no means. I hear my colleagues throw this around. We're like, oh, I'm friends with that band. You are not friends with that band. You, if you're friends with someone, you can send them an inappropriate text message that you would not say to a stranger, and they can respond back with either a shame or a take it a step further or a LOL. Like friends do that stuff. Business, like in this industry, like you might run into somebody a few times and have to work together. You become acquaintances or colleagues or something like that. But it's rad when the head and the heart walked in, that Charity, one of the members, she saw me and was like, oh, hey, she came over, gave me a big hug. And it's like, that feels good to like to build that kind of rapport with somebody. So thanks a lot to them for being so cool all the time. I should have done better with that interview. I'm sorry. You can watch it now on Facebook.com/1077TheEnd. I think Alyssa posted it to our website, 2177TheEnd.com. Anyway, it was like a Facebook Live thing, and it's so much people standing around watching it happen. It's just weird. Anyway, we ended up talking hockey at some point, which is cool. So, and then, see, I missed all of Catfish and the Bottlemen while I was interviewing the Head and the Heart. There's puppies backstage from Motley Zoo, and that means everyone takes three times as long because we got to stop and pet the puppies, obviously. And so as Catfish and the Bottlemen were about to go on, I was walking backstage to sit down with the band. They went, Catfish and the Bottlemen, walking by me. And then as soon as I wrapped up with the band, I went out to see the last couple songs from Catfish and the Bottlemen. They went walking by me the opposite direction. I had missed the whole thing. It's cool though. Made it out to see Of Monsters and Men, who are lovely. Those are great human beings that are so gentle and nice. I did not expect the range of things we would talk about. They told me all about how in, what's their place called? Iceland. They celebrate Christmas differently, where they have 13 Santa Clauses and you leave your shoe on the windowsill and someone fills them up with goodies like candy or toys in your shoe, which is pretty dope if you're a parent. You've got a 2-year-old. Their shoes are stupid small. I can fill that thing up simple. I can fill it up with stuff I found around the house, which would actually be my kid's probably preference. It's when dad, myself, gets up to the size 12s. Let's go, fill it up. Put all that candy in there. They told me about their 13 Santas. We talked about Japanese monkeys. There's a lot going on. I encourage you to go. Maybe I'll find a link and blast that out for you. Also, at one point, I thought they said that if you're bad, that you have to eat the Christmas cat. And I was like, what? You have to eat a cat? Like, no. Anywho. Yeah, and then from there on, I was just like hanging out, like watching bands. The Head and the Heart were great. Got some catering dinner. And just spent time in like Wamu Theater, which looked awesome, sounded pretty good. You know, someone could always complain about the mix anywhere for any show. And these big rooms are a little bit more, they lend themselves easily to be complained about. I get it. But it sounded pretty good. It was a rad show, and there was a ton of people there, and it was so nice to see everyone and get to, instead of just talking in this like recorded format, we actually get to see you in person. But with like a goal, like we had a full 90 Extra Time podcast party a few weeks ago, and there was like no attraction there. It was just like, come out and have a beer. And then after like 45 seconds, you realize you don't know the people. So it's weird. At least at a rock and roll concert, the bands play for it. It's kind of like taking someone on a first date to a movie. You don't have to talk. You just let the movie do the work. Anyway, I used to live in this city called Las Vegas, Nevada, and there, you don't think of it being anything more, typically people don't think of it as anything more than just gambling and like blinking lights and stuff, but it's like just a normal Wild West town. Normal's not the right word, but like it's just a town like any other where there's people, there's like grumpy people and artistic people and weird people, and everyone loves the internet. And so it's no surprise that this would happen. Though I will admit I was giggling and a little bit amused at the fact that it was in Vegas.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
So Las Vegas has a pigeon problem, but not like with bird poops or pigeon noises or pigeon disease or something. Someone's putting tiny cowboy hats on their dumb pigeon heads, and it's pretty funny. At least cute. I know I'm a monster for thinking so. Because you got to think about how are the hats staying on there. Now, it could be veterinary glue. It's used medically. but more likely it's something worse. The New York Times contacted a bird doctor who said based on behavior, they appeared to be fine and behaving happily as they peck around looking for seeds or small pebbles for their gallbladders. Still, let's not be mean to animals, even if the results can be funny. It's a good rule of thumb, I think. The Las Vegas police said at this point, quote, it does not appear to be a police matter at this time. Oh, good. Merriam-Webster announced their word of the year for 2019. It's the non-binary pronoun, the word they. And SeaTac International Airport became the first airport in the country to opt out of the controversial facial recognition software that could start to be employed at gates as you're leaving from airports. There's not a whole lot of regulation on what these companies or organizations, government or else, can do with that information once they gather it, and that's kind of scary.
You just got news.
Okay, I haven't read anything about this because I was immediately so bummed to learn about it, but Disney Plus is rebooting Home Alone. What do you? I have this problem with the reboots on stuff when the original is still perfectly good. Now, I haven't watched Home Alone in probably 5 years, but last time I saw it, like Christmas Vacation, yeah, they don't have iPhones and they don't talk about Twitter, but the jokes and the camaraderie all hold up. Oh, someone pointed out that in Christmas Vacation, the footage that he was watching when he's trapped in the attic was like 30 years old, would say, and a Christmas Vacation came out like 30 years ago, so the footage of Christmas Vacation is just as old as the footage that he was watching, which I didn't explain that well, but that's mind-boggling to me. Anyway, they're making a reboot of Home Alone that is unnecessary. You could watch the Kevin McAllister one with Macaulay Culkin and still have an awesome time. It's like a great holiday movie, does not need to be rebooted. Star Wars episodes 1 through 3, sure, go right ahead and reboot those all you want. Those are god awful. But Home Alone, come on. All right, well, we've had a busy year in Washington thinking we're seeing flying objects. It's got to be the legal weed or mushrooms or something, or Eastern Washington. But it's crazy how many people made reports.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
People in Washington State have contacted the authorities to report a UFO sighting here nearly 4,000 times in 2019. Who are these people? Hey, the year's not over yet. We still have time to hit that 4K mark. Mega retailer Walmart is taking personal shopping to a whole new level of convenience. They're rolling out a trial drone car delivery program. Oh good, I can get my naughty Christmas sweater with Cocaine Santa delivered right to me by a robot!
Affirmative.
And finally, congratulations to Sony. Your console, the PS4, is the most used gaming system for watching pornography. What's the award for that, a giant golden eggplant?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, well, thanks so much for hanging out today. I'm a little out of gas, I apologize. This went real long, too. Whoops! Have yourself a great whatever it is. Hooray!
The end of the show show.
Thanks!
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.